Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Tonight, remembering RBG, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the standard bearer for the court's liberal wing. Now, the life and legacy of Ginsburg. From fighting for women's equality to inspiring the next generation. How the powerhouse trailblazer shaped the American justice system forever. This special edition of Nightline, remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg, starts right now.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. We begin tonight with the outpouring of tributes to an American pioneer. Associate Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing away tonight from complications of pancreatic cancer. And at the steps of the Supreme Court this evening, take a look. Hundreds of people with candles and flowers gathering to mourn the death of this titan of justice. Ginsburg, only the second woman to serve on the High Court, now mourn the lasting legacy of Justice Ginsburg. Here's my Nightline co-anchor, Juju Chang.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a force to be reckoned with.
All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
Barely 5 feet tall, but a liberal giant. Only the second female justice named on the Supreme Court, serving there for more than a quarter century. Her path to the highest court in the land was not easy. As one of the few women at Harvard Law School, she faced discrimination after graduating from Columbia in the 50s. Her tenaciousness in the classroom, highlighted in the Oscar-nominated documentary on Ginsburg titled RBG, produced by journalists Julie Cohen and Betsy West.
She was one of 9 women in a class of 500. She was tied for first in her class. And the big New York City law firms just weren't hiring women.
Not a law firm in the entire city of New York bid for my employment.
Charging forward, she became a beloved law professor at Rutgers and worked as a lawyer for the ACLU. She mapped out a legal strategy to file lawsuits against gender bias in employment, housing, and government benefits.
Men and women are persons of equal dignity, and they should count equally before the law.
You won't settle for putting Susan B. Anthony on the new dollar. Right?
When they would say things like this, how did you respond?
Well, never in anger, as my mother told me. That would have been self-defeating. Always as an opportunity to teach. I did see myself as kind of a kindergarten teacher in those days, because the judges didn't think sex discrimination existed. Well, one of the things I tried to plant in their minds was, think about how you would like the world to be for your daughters and granddaughters.
She won 5 landmark cases, which she argued on behalf of women in front of an all-male bench long before she sat on it. Ginsburg went on to serve as an appeals court judge in the nation's capital until that life-changing nomination by President Bill Clinton in 1993.
I am proud to nominate for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That announcement may never have happened had it not been for the intense lobbying effort by a staunch feminist, her husband, Marty Ginsburg.
He really felt she was brilliant and she deserved it, and it would be good for the country.
And at her confirmation hearing, chaired by then-Senator Joe Biden, the nominee did not shy away from her feminism, spotlighting contentious topics like abortion rights.
This is something central to a woman's life, to her dignity. It's a decision that she must make.
The Senate confirmed her in a sweeping 96-3 vote. She began quickly making her mark on historic cases. She's perhaps best known for a decision in 1996 that struck down a male-only admissions policy at the Virginia Military Institute, opening the door for women to study there.
It's Justice Ginsburg writing an opinion that builds on the foundations that lawyer Ruth Bader Ginsburg essentially helped to lay.
I know that there were some people who did not react well to the change, and my response to this was, wait and see. You will be proud of the women who become graduates of VMI.
And in a landmark case on employment discrimination in 2007, Ginsburg wrote a powerful dissent that prompted Congress to amend the laws. Named for the woman who filed the claim, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act became one of the first pieces of legislation signed into law by President Barack Obama. While on the Supreme Court, Justice Ginsburg was a consistently liberal voice on issues like abortion, voting rights, and the separation of church and state. Off the bench, she was the first Supreme Court justice to perform a same-sex marriage ceremony. Her tenure was not without controversy, breaking tradition for a justice when Ginsburg spoke out against then-candidate Donald Trump, including to the New York Times, calling him a, quote, faker, saying, I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president. Ginsburg later adding that her comments were, quote, ill-advised, and that she regretted making them. But throughout it all, Justice Ginsburg won the respect of many conservatives with her grasp of the law and her carefully crafted opinion. And as the court shifted to the right, her scathing dissents elevated her to a pop culture icon, inspiring legions of young fans and feminists to emulate her famous outspokenness.
25, 24, 23.
And her fitness routines, earning her the hip-hop-inspired nickname Notorious RBG.
Many varieties.
Her fame, burnished by her fashion statements, her distinctive collars becoming her calling card.
And this is what I use for announcing majority opinion. This one is for dissenting opinion.
Ginsburg was also a devoted mother to her two children, Jane and James.
So is she really such a horrible cook?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So to this day, I still can't eat swordfish after what she did to it.
It wasn't until I was 14 that I encountered a live vegetable.
Ruth is no longer permitted in the kitchen. This by the demand of our children who have taste.
Tonight, politicians, colleagues, and friends honoring the late justice. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tweeting, Justice Ginsburg paved the way for so many women, including me. There will never be another like her. Thank you, RBG. And former President George W. Bush putting out a statement saying she dedicated many of her 87 remarkable years to the pursuit of justice and equality, and she inspired more than one generation of women and girls. President Trump leaving a campaign rally also paying tribute.
She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
His opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, remembering the justice he helped confirm.
She has been absolutely consistent and reliable and a voice for freedom and opportunity for everyone.
But he also previewed what will surely become a fierce political battle.
Let me be clear that the voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said in a statement tonight, President Trump's nominee will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. A furious fight over her seat for an already divided nation. Tonight, crowds gathered on the steps of the Supreme Court to mourn Justice Ginsburg, who fought throughout her career in the name of justice, leaving a legacy of majority opinions and powerful dissents for generations to come.
Our thanks to Juju. I'm now joined by Betsy West, the co-director of the documentary RBG and a professor at the Columbia Journalism School. Betsy, when you made the documentary RBG, nominated for an Academy Award, you spent a lot of time with her. What will you remember about her most?
You know, Justice Ginsburg was a tiny woman, but very intimidating. When you first met her, very soft-spoken in a way, very thoughtful. But I think I came to realize was number one. What an amazing sense of humor she had. How wonderfully thoughtful she was. And I think overall, my impression was over the years, her determination. You know, she was one feisty gal.
What will be her greatest legacy on the court, you think?
Well, look, even if she had not become the second woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court, she had already earned a place in history for what she did to win equality for American women. As a young litigator, arguing a series of cases that really opened the eyes of the male establishment, that suddenly there were decisions which were really making the constitutional protections apply to women, and then later to LGBTQ people.
She was a towering figure in the courts and in the public's fascination. What was it about her that struck a chord that was so compelling and for many people made her so cool?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it was kind of, you know, funny in a way. Here was this tiny grandmother who was speaking truth to power, who just was not afraid to say what she thought. And that appealed to all generations, I think, of just seeing her stick up for what she called we the people, to expand the definition of we the people to include women and minorities to be covered by our constitutional protections. People were very taken by that.
Betsy West, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for that powerful documentary.
Thank you, Byron.
Coming up, more on the enduring mark Justice Ginsburg left on the Supreme Court.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than 25 years, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg served on the High Court. Her passionate dissents ranging from women's rights to employment discrimination. To break down some of Ginsburg's lasting accomplishments, I'm joined by ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams, Republican strategist Sarah Fagan, and ABC's Senior National Correspondent Terry Moran. And Terry, we're going to start with you. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an absolute giant. How will she be remembered?
As a towering figure in American law, there's no question about it. You know, you call her a giant. The word that occurs to me, there was this wonderful contradiction about her. She was diminutive. She looked like she'd blow away in a big wind, but strength, a brilliant, formidable legal intellect, and a force of character that helped her change American society through the law. She saw the problems in the law. Ridiculous discrimination, barriers of discrimination against women and men. She said they made no sense, and she developed a strategy to knock them down. And then when she got on the Supreme Court, she took that same long strategic view and a broad view of equality and liberty, and in the early years was able to join opinions and advance that cause in the leadership position as well. In the later years, in fierce dissent, she's calling out to the future, saying this is not the way, the way the conservatives are going. So her legacy is phenomenal. It is something that helped to change America.
Sarah, this stands to be a fierce political fight. Lisa Murkowski has already said she will not vote for a Supreme Court nominee until after the inauguration. How much pressure does this put on other Republican senators, either moderates or those in tougher election fights, to not vote to a nominee before January?
Well, I certainly think this is going to be a debate that plays out over the next week. I don't expect, though, that this vote won't go forward. I think, you know, many people believe strongly that one of the biggest reasons Donald Trump was elected in 2016 was because he was so forward-leaning on the courts. It's where the base of the Republican Party thinks the most important issues lie. And so I don't think many of these Republican senators will agree with Lisa Murkowski. There will be some. There will be pressure in states like Colorado and certainly Maine with Susan Collins, who's battling a tough race because of her vote for Brett Kavanaugh, at least in part because of her vote for Brett Kavanaugh. So I think it'll be a discussion, but I think ultimately Leader McConnell came out very early tonight and said this vote will go forward. It will go forward before the election. And so I suspect it will.
And Dan, RBG's death clearly tips the balance on the court if she's replaced by a conservative. So is Roe v. Wade under threat of being overturned?
Oh, absolutely. This is a fundamentally different kind of appointment than the other two that Donald Trump has had thus far, where you're replacing Scalia and even Kennedy, with maybe you get a little more conservative with Kavanaugh than with Kennedy, but you're still in the same ballpark. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg is replaced by any of the people that Donald Trump has announced that he is considering, you're talking about a sea change on the court. Yes, it is likely that Roe versus Wade would get overturned, but you're also talking about issues regarding voting rights and immigration, health care, et cetera. And so I think you're going to see a real change on a lot of the 5-4 opinions. The fundamental question will be, how much does the court care about the fact that they've already or recently ruled on a lot of those issues?
And Terry, a final thought from you. Mitch McConnell was singing a very different song about 5 years ago when President Obama was considering, had the chance to appoint someone to the court. And what kind of world will we wake up to tomorrow now that this giant has passed?
Well, there's no question Mitch McConnell said one thing. He's going to do something else this year. It's power. It's power that counts. I mean, the elections have consequences. The Republicans are in the presidency and the Senate. The Constitution says that's who gets to choose justices of the Supreme Court. I expect this vote to go forward as well. But as that Supreme Court changes, as it will if President Trump succeeds, the swing vote is likely to be Brett Kavanaugh, if you can imagine that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's legacy will be something they will all have to reckon with because she changed the country that they will preside over.
Finally tonight, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg who said, "You can disagree without being disagreeable." Wisdom that will almost certainly be tested again and again in the coming days and weeks. That's Nightline for this evening. We'll see you next week at our new old time, 12:35, 11:35 Central. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.